That's the sound of a creaky door in a haunted house.
Yeah, that's about right.
Is it? Did it sound good? Should I go into like making sounds with my mouth for movies?
Sounds with my mouth. Yes. From now on.
I'm cracked out. So this is one final haunted house movie, y'all. Yeah. Who doesn't love a good haunted house movie?
Let me guess. You picked House.
I didn't. But that would have been a very good one. Did you pick it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, too bad. Somebody should have. There's so many good ones that fit here.
Sure.
And also, like, what constitutes a haunted house? Like, even Poltergeist, I thought about that before I chose that for another subgenre.
Yeah,
Well, yes and no, right?
Besides the fact that you already...
Right, picked it.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, I'm like, well... Yes, it was a haunted house, but really, like, the poltergeist, like, they started just following the family no matter where they went. So it was really just like a ghost movie.
Yeah, but the house was haunted, right?
Well, that's what I'm like. Is the house haunted or was, and it was because the whole neighborhood was, I guess, built on an Indian burial ground.
Yeah.
Which, guess what? My movie was too.
Movie's
house was too. Was that a ghost?
Yeah,
I think I just heard
house
a ghost.
Is haunted, yeah.
Okay. Who went first last time?
I did.
You did?
Yep.
So I go? All right. So I had to pick, no matter what. There's just nothing I could have done. I picked the Shining, 1980.
Right. Good. That's a good one.
You didn't pick that one?
No, I didn't.
Okay. What'd you pick?
Yeah. I picked, it's a newer film.
Hold on. Did we talk long enough so that the music is done playing? I'm kidding. Just dragging it out.
Yeah.
You know, Stephen
2013.
King.
Huh?
Oh, yours is 2013?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Conjuring.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see The Conjuring 2 yet?
Did you?
I did, and it was actually not bad. I must say. It might be better than the first one.
What?
Yeah. It was pretty good. I think
I
was surprised by it. And maybe that's why I have a good reaction to it, because it was a surprisingly decent film, you know, for
was
being
this
a...
Was that directed by James Wan also?
Yeah, and it's got the same...
The second one was directed by James Wan?
I'm pretty sure. It felt like a James Wan movie, and like it felt exactly like the first... It didn't feel like it was done by somebody different. And it still had Anne Lorraine in it.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay.
So tell me about...
Oh, so...
tell me about this
tell
movie
me about the
called
Shining.
Shining.
Have you ever heard about it? So as most people know... This movie was a Stephen King novel, which is a great novel if you've never read it. Totally a good one. There are little differences, obviously, between the novel and this movie. And that's because Stanley Kubrick wrote the screenplay for it and directed it. I think he wrote the screenplay too, but this was Stanley Kubrick's film.
Yes.
And
That you were asking.
No, I'm telling you. What? Stephen King, from everything I've ever read or remember, is he kind of hated this film. And I think they disagreed on a lot of things.
That's a well-known thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why he wound up doing his own silly miniseries version, as he typically does. However many years later, it was like in the 90s, I want to say, or something like that. And that one was a little closer to his book, but even that one had slight differences too. But anyway, Stanley Kubrick's version of the film is just, I mean, it's just a quintessential horror film. And I really feel like, if you haven't seen it, and I'm just telling you this for posterity's sake, well, I just can't even imagine that anybody listening to this hasn't seen it. But basically, Overlook Hotel, which is a really creepy, big, huge hotel, family goes there, father, mother, and little boy, so that he can become the caretaker during the winter months while he writes a book. And essentially, the second they get there, things go awry. And the hotel shuts down for the season, and it's just the three of them. And, you know, they meet the chef, like, leaving. And we find out that the little boy, because of the interaction between the chef, which is, his name is Dick Halloran, that the little boy has something that Dick Halloran calls is the Shining. So he's got telepathic powers, as does Dick. So that's where the name comes from. And his powers basically kind of thwart his father's transition into a mentally unstable state that the hotel basically starts to take him over. And yeah, apparently this entire hotel is said to have been built on Native American burial ground. So who knows if that is the reason why this, you know, hotel starts to turn on its caretakers, but it has a long history of dead caretakers who have turned on their family and murdered them all. And that's no different for Jack Nicholson as he starts to turn on his wife and his kid. And you never look at a baseball bat or an axe, Jack Nicholson wielding axe. An axe wielding Jack Nicholson ever again. You'd never look at it the same way. So, you know, there's some like masterful moments and there's some things that you'll never forget, like him saying, busting through the door when his wife and kid is hiding from him, or when the kid starts saying red rum all the time and then you realize that backwards that says murder. There's just so many like classic moments, and it's really creepy. You got creepy twins, you got a decaying woman in room, what is it, 237, which if you've never seen the documentary on that, you should check that out. It's all these like conspiracy theorists about the real making of the movie or the real meaning behind the movie. But it's got a, you know, the cold factor. I've talked about that before. This in itself is an isolation movie, which we covered a couple episodes ago. The wife and the kid are totally trapped when the husband starts freaking out and trying to murder them. And it's just so good. It's so well done. And, you know what, I was quickly reading a little bit about it, but there's, I think something that Kubrick said about, you know, the human personality, that there's definitely some evil to it. And that something that he finds really interesting is that you can always see the dark side of the human personality without even having to confront it. So I think he used that as inspiration to Jack Nicholson's character. And I don't know, it's a grim movie because it doesn't end well, obviously, for old Jack.
Yeah.
But
have you ever seen Room 237?
This is why I know you're not listening to me, because I just said that. I said you should watch the movie 237.
Oh, 237. It's Room 237.
That's what I said. I said you should check it out. It's a good documentary. Oh, that's okay, though.
First of all, it's not a good documentary. It's
I said it's about conspiracy theorists and stuff.
Yeah. I was rolling my eyes the whole time.
Oh, really? That movie. I enjoyed it. It was ridiculous. I mean, there's so many different thoughts behind. There's even one. What was it like? It's all about Area 51 I can't remember now. There's even one. It was like people who don't think that we actually made it to the moon.
The moon conspiracy theory is like tied into this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, Stanley Kubrick was the one who directed it.
Yeah. You know, so. Yeah. Well.
And there's hints of it. What I wanted to say while you were talking was because I was looking up this other movie. There's not a lot of hotel horror movies. We haven't seen a lot of, you know, hotel as a backdrop for a horror movie.
There's 1408, you know? With, what's his name?
What? 1408. That's a TV show, right?
No.
What's the TV show on HBO? Isn't that 1408?
104. Room 104.
Okay.
Oh, almost knocked out. 1408 is the one with, oh my gosh. What is his name? Hold on.
It's okay.
There's a few.
Well, yeah, I know there is, but I'm just saying.
John Cusack.
Identity.
No, there's another movie called 1408, and it's John Cusack, and it's in a hotel, and he's trying to debunk paranormal occurrences.
Okay, so this isn't a hotel, but it's Identity.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
It's a good movie.
That's more about mental illness, I think.
Yeah, it's a slasher. It's a slasher thriller.
Yeah. I think that's all about, it's all taking place in someone's head, though, right?
I think so.
It's kind of deep. Yeah. There's a few, like, hotel horror things, and then, of course, there's American Horror Story. Hotel. With Lady Gaga.
You watched that?
Wait, was that the Lady Gaga one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, that is. In the Art Deco.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it. I've abandoned this season, though, already. I watched the first two episodes, and I've abandoned.
The cult?
Mm-hmm. I'm giving it up.
Okay, so mine is The Conjuring, a little $20 million movie that made $318 million, apparently.
They had $20 million for that movie?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Wow. Yeah. For today's movies, yeah.
Well, I think because the pedigree, the director.
Yeah.
You could probably ask, you know,
sure,
bring more to it. Anyways, it's about these two. It's a couple in the 60s, right? It's about a couple named Roger and Carolyn. They are paranormal specialists.
I thought it was Ed and Lorraine Warren.
What? Isn't it?
Wait.
Oh, that's the family.
Yeah.
Then we
went
to the house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about Ed and Lorraine. Who are real people in real life.
Who are like a paranormal specialist. And they are like, I think, in the movie, professors, right? They're giving a lecture.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, you know, I guess hired to come to this house to find out what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are weird things that are happening in this house. And one of the first things that she sees when she gets to the house is that, like, the ring looking girl hanging from the tree.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, there's evil here.
Right.
Right. And that's when you get a little glimpse of their room with Annabelle sitting in a chair.
Right.
And with all their, like, I don't know, other paranormal creepy stuff in that, what do you call it?
Well, that was like down in their basement room, right?
Yeah, it was like
they just have like mementos of all the different houses.
It's just really cool.
Yeah, because they're the paranormal couple that just keeps traveling the nation.
And this is like the first movie of the world that they're painting for the Conjuring world.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the side movies that sort of spin off to it.
Yeah.
And yeah, and it's basically a haunted house movie, and all the like crazy jump scares that happen in this movie.
They don't bother you.
It's not excessive.
Yeah.
It's not excessive, but it is really, really, I remember watching this in the movie theater. Walking out of there, I'm like, is this our version of The Exorcist? Our generation? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was creepy. It was definitely well shot. The story was well told, and it didn't even have a happy ending. I don't remember. Like, she gets, doesn't she get, attacked and tired out, and she's like, she gets hurt and she's recovering from it at the end. Do you remember?
I can't remember the ending of this one now.
Yeah, and then when you think everything is said and done, the camera, they show Annabelle coming to life.
Yeah,
at the end.
Well, they pass by it and they have something on the window or the glass case that it's in. It was like, never, ever, ever, ever take this doll out of this case ever. So it's like, oh, what's up with that?
But doesn't something happen like right on, like at that last scene to make it think like, oh crap, like
that Annabelle's.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah. She probably comes to life or something like that. Yeah, I can't remember that one so much. And it's probably because I just watched The Conjuring 2 recently. So that one's so fresh in my head right now.
I looked it up. It's directed by him too.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it totally felt like there was no difference between the two films.
So the second one's better? That's the one with the nun, right?
It's...
Isn't that with the nun? Yeah.
All I know is like it's a kind of impoverished family, and they call because the little girl's being possessed, and of course there's people who speculate that she's not actually possessed, and it's a real life story. It's all based on a real true story, and of course I was like digging it up and watching the real videos that were captured back in the day on the news and all of that, the reports and the coverage about the story of it. But yeah, it's pretty good.
When I went to see I was in California when I saw Batman versus Superman, whatever, it was in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And they played Conjuring 2 trailer during that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. And there were kids in the movie theater. There was this little boy sitting next to me. And that Conjuring 2 trailer was like, it was intense. And I could hear when the movie, the trailer ended and went into the next one. In between the dark scene, I could hear the kid exhaling because he was holding his breath the whole time.
Aww.
He was like, and then he goes, like a soul has left him or something, because it was
so shitty.
Yeah, I don't understand why they played that. It's insane. It's rated R movie, a trailer on a PG-13.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they were like, for all you parents, here's a little something.
I was like, why are they playing this trailer?
God. Well, I'm just telling you right now that for Annabelle to be the spinoff of Conjuring, there's definitely going to be a fucking Crooked Man movie that spins off from Conjuring 2. There's another like toy thing that kind of comes to life. It's like creepy. It's the Crooked Man.
I bet you there's
going to be like a spinoff of that.
Can you stream that?
Conjuring 2?
Yeah.
I'm sure. I watched it on demand.
Okay.
Like, I don't know, a few months ago.
It's over 2 hours.
I don't know what you're talking about, Nun, though. I'm sitting here trying to quickly Google because I don't know what you mean. There's going to be another movie called The Nun. Oh, because she's in it. Right. So she, right. Yep, I know that.
And she acts as a, the, what I don't know what you call it, like the hero image of Conjuring yes. 2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, I've seen like pranks. They did with her,
mm-hmm.
the studio did with her to hype up in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's a cool scene. There's a picture of her on a wall. And then all of a sudden it's like they use her hands, like her hands come out of the wall. Anyway, it's a cool effect and she kind of comes to life. I don't think she's tied to the family that they're investigating, but she's like this evil force that's trying to get Ed. Or maybe she's the evil force that's taking over. She might be the evil force that's taking over the little girl or something like that. I can't remember now. But yeah, she's fucking creepy looking. But she totally looks like James Wan's kind of like...
Asian ghost first.
Asian?
Ghost.
I don't know if I'd say Asian, but like that makeup looks like... It's got him all over it. Oh, okay. Like the look of the nun's face. There's the other faces from... what's the other? Insidious. Isn't that James Wan too?
Maybe that guy's like a horror meister. He's like the new Wes Craven or something.
Oh my God, I'll feel silly if I'm wrong.
But I just like I feel like he has like huge influence in that as well because.
Yeah, it's James Wan.
Yeah,
I think.
Like there are a bunch of ghosts in like Conjuring that reminds me of like Sadako.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And Grudge.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about though, in Insidious, right? There's all those like people that are. Do you remember that movie, Insidious?
I mean, I've seen it. I just remember parts.
There's basically all these like. Creepy fucking people that are in the
Seriously, I think we need to change the name of our podcast to
I can't remember.
People who can't remember movies that they've seen. I mean, it is.
Do you remember? Nope.
Is, especially this month. It's like rampant.
Oh, man. We need some ginkgo biloba or something like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, go check out Insidious and Conjuring, Conjuring 2, all of the movies we've just named. And, of course, The Shining. Which one?
Conjuring 2.
Conjuring 2. Yeah, check it out. And then watch all the real footage of the actual interviews with the little girl in real life. It's totally ridiculous, but you kind of have to watch it. And then rewatch The Shining because that shit is legit.
Okay,
all right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
We'll be back.
This is Tracy.
Tomorrow. Bye.